When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, time now for us to head to our WHBC Newsline on this Thursday morning. And we welcome in today Stark County Commissioner Richard Regula. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pam. How's everything at WHBC?
Oh, it's going well, going well. Getting ready for the eclipse and all that fun stuff. And that's where we stand right now.
You got any glasses left? I forgot to get glasses.
Oh, we do. I'll put you need a pair, two pair? What do you need?
I just need one for myself.
All right. Well, I'll put some back for you.
All right. I appreciate that.
Well, you can even come by and see me at the Bell store at Market in Easton today if you want to.
Market in Easton. I might do that.
Yeah, Walsh University, right by Walsh.
Okay.
Yeah. Noon to 1:30. That's where I'll be.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll be giving a speech at Madison Rotary about the 7 presidents and 7 first ladies that my mom and dad served with.
Oh, my gosh. Man, you're a walking encyclopedia when it comes to that stuff, aren't you?
Well, a couple things I want to talk on about today, though, is yesterday we passed a resolution of a community reinvestment area in Canton Township.
Yes.
And I want to give a shout-out to the Canton Township trustees, Mark Schaefer, Chris Nichols, and Keith Holhottle. They formed these community reinvestment areas, and this one was for Service Steel Aerospace Corporation. They're going to invest a total of about $13.7 million into upgrading their existing facility, $10.3 million building construction, approximately $1.4 million in new machinery and equipment, and $2 million for additional inventory. It'll create up to 10 new full-time permanent jobs and 3 temporary with an extended payroll of $650,000. And this is on top of the 4 other our 3 other companies that have currently taken advantage of the CRAs, Solmet, Young Trucking, and Hannon Electric. So the township trustees are doing a great job in Canton Township and bringing these companies, we're not bringing them in, but helping existing companies to expand and grow.
Yeah, that's great news. Great news.
Yeah, and then the second thing, we approved a resolution for a lease between the Board of County Commissioners and the Joint Board of Commissioners of the Maldy County Juvenile Detention Center. And we lost a true visionary this past week in Judge John Milligan. And John was a longtime family court judge. Our Judge Milligan was a longtime family court judge. And he had vision, much like my father, of what it would need to bring multiple counties together. Because it used to be back in the day, when a juvenile got in trouble, that they would house them at the adult facilities. And Judge Milligan knew that they had to have facilities for youth only. And then he came up with the vision of bringing multiple counties together. And guess who? He had a young state senator write the legislation to pass that ultimately got passed to form these multi-county juvenile detention center. That was then State Senator Ralph Regula.
Wow. Yeah, Judge Milligan, boy, he was known for a lot of things in the county, for sure.
Well, he was just a great guy.
Yeah.
I had some interaction with him when we would be having some issues with the Maldy County, and just to learn the history of him, and he was just a great, great man. And then the other thing, I attended the Regula Center, had their annual luncheon this year, And, you know, Dad had the vision. Dad and Mom both had the vision of the Regula Center for Mountain Union. And I want to give Abby Honiger and Dr. King all the credit in the world, because they've really taken the Regula Center to a whole new level. And it's about community service. It's not only about giving scholarships to the kids, but it's getting kids involved in the community. And they do things like, you know, they have a MLK Day of Service, Christmas in the Park, Trick or Treat for Canned Goods, community meals, Saturdays of Service, Desserts and Dialogue, Salvation Army Thanksgiving meals, YWCA Holiday Outreach, Holiday Helper, monthly take and make service projects. And they have a Raiders Cove that helps students, you know, break through some non-academic barriers that they may be having, you know, with food and hygiene items and clothing. And they've done a lot of great work at the Alliance Commons. And the Alliance Commons is a center downtown that, you know, had Stark Fresh is in there now. Beacon Pharmacy is there. And the Regula Center has really taken it to a whole new level. And then they gave out, not only did they give out scholarships and awards to some of the students, but they honored two community leaders. And one was John Perrin and Jim Perrin. And Jim was a longtime teacher at Mount Union College, and he served in administrative capacities. And the other honoree was Sheriff George Meyer. And Sheriff Meyer has really done a great job in the community. He, speaking of vision, about 20 years ago, I guess it was, Dad was able to fund the radios, the 800 megahertz radios to bring that were ultimately used for the Mark's radio system. And George Meyer was able to bring all the community, all the first responders and firefighters together to get that project moving forward. So it was an honor to be out there honoring those the award winners, and the past recipients are, of course, Commissioner Creighton, Judge Ed Elam was one of the community service workers. But we want to show the kids the model of get involved in your community, make a difference. And they're the future leaders. We're going to need, you know, commissioners. We're going to need state reps. We're going to need sheriffs forever. And we need to get these young kids involved.
Yeah, and it's always good to see them showing respect to others. Sometimes, man, it's just, I saw two business leaders fighting like children, you know, we were just talking about this in the office yesterday, and it's like, come on, you know, you have a business, run it and succeed, you know, you don't have to disrespect each other, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm just, dad and mom would be so proud of what they're doing at Mount Union College. And, you know, as I like to say, there's hope for America.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Richard, well, maybe I'll see you today, and good luck at your talk in Massillon.
All right. Thanks, ma'am.